Hello, my sales ops community. This is Sales Ops with Sean, or I should say Sales Ops with Sales Strategic. And today I want to focus on the topic of sales development representatives versus account executives. That is a huge topic right now, because in our industry, we tend to intertwine the two, although each one plays distinct roles in the sales process. So, and through their training, they can overlap, but we really want to, as a business owner, separate the two. And so today will be, we'll touch on what that's like. So just remember, if you want more of this information, follow my podcast. You can also go to my website at www.salesstrategic.com. If you're a business owner and you do need some sales operations management help, we can provide that. We also can provide you sales outsourcing needs, or if you, you know, need any business consultant help as well. But our main thing is we help with sales operation management. So let's just touch on actually what the role is. So a sales development representative, or SDR, that's the abbreviated version, they are members of the inside sales team who are responsible for prospecting, outreach, and qualifying leads. So these are the reps at the beginning of the customer journey. So think about if you're selling software as a service and you are trying to figure out who your best customers are. You're trying to figure out, especially if you're like a startup, or if you are struggling in sales, but you really need to figure out, hey, I need to figure out how I can increase my margins, how I can grow revenue. You're going to want to hire a team of people that are going to be able to prospect and outreach for you. And that's what a SDR does, a sales development representative. So they're going to connect with prospects one-on-one. They're going to gather key sales data. They can conduct custom research. They can create sales opportunities. And they'll, you know, educate the different prospects on a solution for whatever's going on with them. And they can even help facilitate closing the deal. Now, I say facilitate closing the deal because the second piece to this is an account executive. So they're the ones that are actually going to close the deal and maintain a long-term relationship with the customer. So they're the people, once you schedule that, once your SDR schedules that appointment with the business, the account executive then is going to take over and they're going to close the deal and then they're going to maintain that relationship throughout. Oftentimes, we tend to make these two roles one person. And that's where, if you're doing that as a business, that's where it can kind of muddy the lines, because you get it right. Sales SDRs, like I said, they specialize, and their training really revolves in prospecting skills. So you're going to train them to heavily focus on prospecting, cold calling, cold email, different social selling. You're going to want to help them with product knowledge, but it's not going to be as in depth as an account executive. It's just going to be more key features and benefits to help entice that prospect. They're going to need to learn how to qualify leads. They're going to have good communication skills. And really, when it comes to their time management, it really is going to be how can that SDR handle a high volume of leads and prioritize it so that they are very productive in their work. On the flip side, an account executive is going to, their training is going to be focused on solution selling. So once they get on that appointment, they're going to be the ones, they're your actual closers. They're your sales, they're your traditional salespeople, where they need to understand the prospect's pain points. They need to offer tailored solutions to address their needs. There's going to be consultative selling, and different solution-based approaches. They're also going to have some negotiation skills that they're going to need to learn, how to handle objections, close deals. This is going to be where you're actually going to be doing role playing with, and doing case studies with the account executive. You're going to help them understand how to create a proposal, learn the closing techniques, trial closes throughout. I said it before, overcoming objections, gaining commitments, and then finalizing the deal. And when you think about it, if you have one person that's doing all of this, it's really going to lead to different, really inefficiencies in the sales process. I used to run a sales team, here in Baltimore, and I had a 10-person team at one point. And my reps, we asked them to have a certain quota that they needed to meet. But within that time frame, we also asked them to make sure that they're prospecting all of their leads. We did provide them with some leads, but the majority of it, in order for them to be very successful, they had to prospect their own leads. Because the leads we gave them were okay, but it was in a database that had been worked through over and over and over again. So it was almost like every year we were calling the same people over and over again all throughout the year. So when we gave them new leads, they would close those new leads, but they were responsible from the very beginning to the end. And what I found out through this study of 7 years was that it caused burnout. And it was a 6-month burnout. Now, you in the very beginning, prospects were, I'm sorry, not prospects, the sales, what we called them business development representatives, they were excited. They were closing deals, they were doing well. Then when it got to month 4, you could see it slowing down. Then month 6, you could see where it's just they would come to my office and say, "Sean, you're a great leader. I love working for you, but I just can't do this anymore." Now don't get me wrong. We had breakthroughs. We had people that would enjoy doing it, and they made pretty decent money. But if the majority of people were doing it, it caused burnout. So my business in general, the company that I work for, we were spending so much money hiring salespeople, firing sales, rehiring. We were losing so much money as well because we couldn't maintain a sales team. So it's like that opportunity cost. If you had 10 people, but then you went down to 4, you're missing out on all those sales you could have got when you were at 10. And that's what's called blending the roles of an SDR and an account executive. And it leads to burnout because of a high workload. Like I said, you're giving them a dual workload that becomes overwhelming. And especially during different busy periods when they're dealing with a high volume of leads, the constant pressure to generate leads while also focused on closing deals can definitely lead to exhaustion. Then there's a lack of focus because they each have different skill sets. Where SDRs excel at prospecting and lead generation, AEs specialize in closing deals and managing client relationships. So now you have a case where, they're trying to perform both roles simultaneously, and they may struggle to maintain focus and prioritize tasks effectively. And that just leads into time management challenges, where, it's the balancing of the demands of both positions. They need to have excellent time management skills. They need to be able to juggle prospect activities, sales calls, meetings, follow-up administrative tasks, emails. I mean, you have companies that have SDRs that send out 200 calls a day and send out 100 emails a day. If you have a SDR and an AE combined together as a business development rep, just think about how that actually affects that rep's productivity. I can guarantee you they may get out 20 emails in a day and may get to 60 calls. How do I know? Because for 7 years, the average call was 60 to 70 calls a day. If they did get to 100 calls a day, or maybe 150 calls a day, they were burning leads, but they definitely weren't sending out any emails. And then you have that pressure to meet targets. So how are they going to meet targets if they're exhausted and they're burnt out? And overall, it's just something that in our industry we are combining these two roles because that's traditionally what we have done. But if you want to create a sales team that's productive, you really want to split the two. And that leads into why it's important. We kind of already have touched on it, but just for the point of specialization, right? They have different skill sets, so different focus areas. Again, SDRs excel at prospecting, lead generation, initial qualification, and AEs specialize in closing deals and managing client relationships. By keeping these roles separate, you're definitely going to allow the individuals to focus on developing expertise in their respective areas, which is going to lead to higher performance and efficiency. Speaking of efficiency, if you combine both roles, it's going to create bottlenecks in the sales process. And we talked about it. SDRs are going to be overwhelmed with both prospecting and closing responsibilities. And AEs aren't going to have enough time to close enough deals because they're too busy prospecting and trying to generate leads. And just for the simple fact that, look, as a salesperson, because sales gets a bad rap, you want them to have clarity and accountability. If they can have clarity in their roles, they know exactly what they need to do, and they have the right accountability. Guess what? You're going to have a happy sales team, and they're going to be gracious that you were able to provide them with the tools that they need to be successful. So, overall, I think I wanted to touch on this specifically because it's so prevalent in our energy. And I gave you the example of the sales team that I used to run. And when you're doing B2B, especially, meaning you're trying to sell a product or service to another business, that's what business to business or B2B stands for. Because you need to talk to as many people as you can to generate that lead, to qualify that actual lead. Trying to have those roles blended together really is going to hinder your sales process. So, at my company, Sales Strategic, that's one of the things, that's one of the first things we look for in a business when we're trying to help them. Tell me about your sales process. Tell me about your sales roles. Because we had the data to back up this claim and data to back up the idea that you have to split the two. From a cost efficiency standpoint, you're going to see that you're not going to have that burn and churn and that high turnover rate simply because you have split these roles. And that's going to save you more money than the cost it will be to have an SDR and account executive on your team. For more information like this, listen out for all the different podcast episodes that we have. This is episode one. You can also go to www.salesstrategic.com. We have different blogs there that we're going to be putting out. We'll start to put out videos as well. My whole idea behind creating this podcast really is just informing the industry and trying to help the industry. Yes, this is a service that we're going to have businesses pay for, but just giving you guys a little bit of knowledge is going to be helpful. Now, putting it into actual action and understanding how to do it, that's, where we come in at. That's what we specialize in. So again, for more information, you can go to www.salesstrategic.com. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you like and subscribe because that actually helps out the podcast. And we look forward to having more episodes. This is the first of many. And I'm excited. I'm excited to share my extensive knowledge over close to 20 years of sales experience. I recently got my MBA in business intelligence. So that's where I'm coming at it from a data-driven standpoint, which is different because a lot of times, and we'll touch on this in episodes later down the line, but a lot of salespeople will actually just use their gut instead of the data that's in front of them to be able to understand how to run a sales team. And that's not what you should do. So, small business owners, we're here to help you guys. We want you to grow. And business leaders, I'm here to help give you that little bit of edge you need to be successful in your careers. Thank you guys, and you will hear from us more than likely next week. Thank you.